Mr. Haymore, Mr. Chairman.
Chairman Walling, yes.
Mr. Haymore, I have one question that I think needs to be addressed, and I know the consultants here. We got a letter at the last meeting on that there's no contamination in the soils. You were going to do some more thorough investigations. Can you address the soils out there and any contaminations or problems?
Mr. Smith,
yeah.
Do you mind coming up? This is Eric with Clean Folder. Thank you for coming.
Mr. Hubbard,
hello, commissioners. My name is Eric Hubbard. I work with Clean Folder. I'm an engineering geologist there, and I can summarize what we know about the site. We've worked on this site since before Blake acquired it. And as Blake mentioned, the last operator of the site was TRW, and they fabricated the little propellant capsules that set off your airbag in your car. They have, and he mentioned that there's also several structures on the site. Two of those structures were used under very page 84. Tightly controlled conditions to fabricate these pellets that, these propellant units, about this big around. And those buildings were all under very tightly controlled conditions. Two areas of the site were used as open burn detonation test areas. They are about 100 feet across, they are double line width to prevent any infiltration of stuff going into the ground. All of the investigation we've done, we have looked at both properties that were acquired. The only environmental issues that we are aware of through all the reports that we've done and reports that others have done are the areas where those things were blown up and tested on these 100-foot pads. The two pads again are double lined. We are in the process of cleaning those up right now. We expect that process will be done by the end of this year, if things go well, and whatever remains in there will be disposed of. Other than that, the property is essentially bare, unused land.
Mr. Haymore, so do you have a technical report, more than one sheet, that you can provide to us?
Mr. Hubbard, we do. We have numerous reports that we've done for Blake and reports done by others, and at Blake's direction we'd make that available to anybody.
Page 85. That wants to look at them. An identified male speaker, does that include me?
Mr. Hubbard,
beg your pardon?
An identified male speaker, does that include me?
Mr. Hubbard, sure. You know, basically my obligation is to Blake. If he tells me that he would like you to have them, I would be happy to do that. I'll let Blake address that.
Chairman Walling, we would like to have them.
Mr. Smith, we'll put them on public record. And what we're addressing here are what are called Phase 1 and Phase 2 levels. Phase 1 is oversight review of the property. Phase 2, we've actually gone in with tractors and dug into the ground to see if there's any contamination.
Other questions? There was a specific question of uranium, which we've gone out and done an extensive, another set of diggings to look and see if there was any uranium. And I think that was addressed and answered in the last one, that there is not. But we are more than happy. It's a very thick, extensive set, but we are more than happy to make them part of the public record.
Mr. Haymore, for the public, anything that comes into my office is open to the public record. You can.
Page 86. Come in and request it.